Hi everyone, welcome to part number 22 of the Our Covenant God study. Firstly, last week's questions. Homework question number 1. How does Methuselah teach us about the days of Noah? Methuselah was the longest living man. It seems that God stretched his life out longer than anyone else, because his name referred to the flood coming after he died. Therefore, Methuselah is a picture of God's patience and love, because he wants to give everyone a chance to repent and come to him, because he does not want them to be destroyed in judgment. Question number 2. What is atonement? Atonement means covering. When Adam and Eve sinned, their sins were covered temporarily by the blood of animals. Atonement postpones the death penalty. When Jesus died, however, our sins were all washed away. Homework question number 3. How does the ark teach us to believe into Christ? It is a picture demonstrating to us that, just like Noah and his family and all the animals, as they had to step into the ark in order to be saved, we too have to believe into Jesus in order to be saved. And so when we believe into him, we are now in Christ, which is what the Apostle Paul referred to so often, as being in Christ. Homework question number 4. What did Jesus mean when he said that he is the door? Jesus calling himself the door seems to be a reference to the door of the ark. There was no other way into the ark besides through the door. Anyone could enter through it, but there came a day when the Father shut that door, and no one else could enter from that time. In the same way, at this time, anyone can enter into Jesus, but one day the end will come, and no one else will be able to enter through the door. And now for today's lesson. Today we are looking at the fifth lesson of the Ark, Death and Resurrection. If we use the genealogy found in Genesis 5 to outline the births and deaths of the people, we find that there was an acceleration of deaths after Noah was born. In the 1,056 years before Noah's birth, 9 people were born and 2 died. After Noah's birth, over a course of 600 years before the flood, only 3 people were born, while 6 died. Of course, we know that there were other people alive on the earth during these time periods, but it is highly probable that this was a good reflection of the overall picture. It is the pattern that is revealed in the Genesis 5 genealogy that we are looking at. In your notes, I have tabulated this information from Adam's death, listing who was born and who died and what year, all the way up to the flood. We see, therefore, that in the days of Noah, death is a predominant theme. It is death that the Apostle Paul calls the final enemy to be destroyed in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26. Death entered the picture in Genesis as a result of Adam and Eve's sin. We all know the story. God told Adam in Genesis 2 verse 16, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." Where did this tree come from? We don't know. What we do know is that the trees that God made were pleasant to the sight and good for food. We see that in Genesis 2 verse 9. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil Although it was pleasant to the sight, it was not good for food. Therefore, many biblical scholars are now questioning the assumption that it was God who planted it in the garden in Eden. I think it's wise, because nowhere in the Bible does it ever say that it was planted by God. In fact, if we look at the parable of the wheat and the tares told by Jesus in Matthew 13, an enemy was the culprit, for the parables tell the patterns of the stories about the beginning and the end. In Genesis 3, Adam and Eve both ate of the forbidden fruit, and death entered this world as a result. It happened because the serpent, who is Satan, deceived Eve into eating the fruit. It is interesting to note that Eve was never told directly by God not to eat it, because that command was made or given before she was removed from inside Adam. In fact, it seems that she did receive the command secondhand from Adam, because if you look carefully at what she says, she believed that God forbade them to even touch it, as that would even cause death. She first examined it with her own eyes, relying on her own sight instead of God's sight. That was her first mistake. Remember that sight means to know, discern, and experience. It is so much more than just the physical sense of sight. Then she took hold of it. Imagine her surprise when she did not die from touching it. And then she ate it. Adam, on the other hand, could not plead ignorance or deception, for he ate of the fruit with full knowledge and understanding of God's commands. One is almost tempted to wonder if this was almost like a Romeo and Juliet story, that he would eat the poison because his beloved wife had eaten it first. Those are the sort of things we'll find out one day in eternity. Amen. Whatever the reasons, they both ate the forbidden fruit against the command of God, and because of that, death entered this world. Later on in the study, we will examine Satan, what the Bible says about him, when he was thrown out of heaven, etc., etc. But for now, it is interesting to note that when he was in the garden in Eden, he was still the beautiful, shining Lucifer, not Satan. The Bible describes him as the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty, when he was in the garden in Eden. Then he sinned. Sin is an action which always starts with a heart problem. I submit to you that his sin was tempting Eve to eat the forbidden fruit, and that it started with him having pride in his heart, and possibly even jealousy towards Adam and Eve. If you want to study this out for yourself, one reference is Ezekiel 28, verse 12 to 19. Lucifer means morning star, as in the sense of brightness, and his name was changed from that to Satan. Satan means opponent or adversary, enemy. When Lucifer tempted Eve to turn against God, he became the opponent of God. Another name change that occurred as a result of eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is Eve's name. She was originally called Isha, meaning woman or wife. After they sinned, her name was changed to Eve, meaning origin of life or life giver. Genesis 2 verse 23. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman," that's Isha, "because she was taken out of man," that's Ish. Originally, they were both called Adam when Eve was inside of Adam. Adam, meaning red or ruddy, was made from Adama, meaning red soil. out of Adam then came Isha, meaning woman or wife. Adam is then referred to as Ish, meaning man or husband, in relationship to his wife, who is Isha, woman or wife. They are masculine and feminine equivalents. They are the same, yet different. They are co-equals in a dynamic and organic unity until they sinned. Sin damaged the relationship between them. We see this clearly in Genesis 3:16, where God tells her that her desire would be for her husband and he would rule over her. God never said that it was his will. He was simply telling her how sin would destroy the unity between a man and wife.